Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Heads up, Richies. Today's story includes discussion of domestic violence and abuse. Please be advised.
Brooke, have you ever tried to warn someone close to you about a bad person?
I sure did, right before their wedding, and it didn't work, and now we no longer speak. So I guess maybe it kind of worked.
Yeah, I mean, I'm bummed you don't talk to Mark Ruffalo anymore, but I get it. But obviously, I'm thinking of Kylie Jenner, who took the stand in court yesterday, and she shared how she tried to warn her brother, Rob Kardashian, that it wasn't a good idea to date Blac Chyna.
Yeah, and considering how everything went down with Rob, and now with China suing the Kardashian-Jenner family, maybe Kylie had a point there.
I mean, I know we all love to say I told you so.
Oh, it's my favorite thing.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, April 26th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm sure no one's surprised that the Kardashians really know how to put up a good legal fight. Mm-hmm. But Blac Chyna has still decided to take them on, which we've talked about. Mm-hmm. She's currently suing the Kardashian-Jenner family for allegedly conspiring to have her reality show, Rob and Chyna, canceled. So Chyna first filed the lawsuit against the Kardashians in 2017, and she claims she's lost out on a lot of potential earnings after her show was pulled.
Yeah, so we've talked about all of this before, but a quick rundown. She's singled out Kris Jenner and Kylie, Khloe, and Kim, just mm-hmm. those three. She's mm-hmm. asking them to pay up $100 million, and she's alleging that they made threats to pull their own show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, if the E! Network didn't cancel her show, Rob and Chyna. The show followed her relationship with Rob Kardashian, who she was once engaged to, but it was canceled after one season. And Chyna says the Kardashian-Jenners wanted her show canceled because they didn't like her and claims they spread lies about her abusing Rob to E! To get the show canceled.
Yeah, so the trial kicked off last Tuesday, and the Kardashian family is appearing in court to testify against Chyna. And just yesterday, Kylie Jenner was called to the witness stand. So Chyna's lawyer, Lynn Ziani, grilled Kylie on the stand. And during the questioning, Kylie apparently stayed very calm. Mm-hmm. And Lynn asked Kylie about her relationship with Tyga, who's the rapper that shares a son with Chyna. We've also talked about him. Mm-hmm. So Kylie dated him after he was with Chyna. And Lynn also questioned Kylie about Chyna's alleged violence.
Yeah, so Lynn asked if she believed that Chyna had slashed Tyga's arm with a knife. And Kylie answered, "That's what I heard, yeah." Lynn also asked Kylie if she believed Chyna had physically threatened her in any way. Kylie said she remembers one time when she woke up to text messages from Chyna that seemed threatening. She said the texts had a bunch of devil emojis and said something along the lines of counting down the days. Kylie clarified that she took this to mean Chyna wanted to beat her, but she also said, "I don't know exactly what she meant."
Yeah.
Like, were those texts just out of nowhere?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, the idea of just waking up to text from somebody with devil emojis counting down the days, I'd be like, what? Who is
right.
this? Why are you texting me? That's...
Yeah, that seems dramatic.
Yeah. I wish we could see, like, what it was in response to.
Right. Yeah.
Seems strange. Mm-hmm. But for the hardcore Kardashian-Jenner fans... We know that things weren't always bad between Kylie and Chyna. Kylie testified that she'd wanted to be cool with her, especially when she found out that Chyna was pregnant with her brother Rob's baby. And Chyna's lawyer asked Kylie if she welcomed Chyna into the family when she heard about the pregnancy.
Yes, Kylie answered, "Did I welcome her? Yeah. I think that we had an okay relationship for a while." Kylie also said she spent a lot of time with Chyna's son, but that's probably because she was dating Tyga. Mm-hmm. Shared Chyna's son. Yeah. And Kylie said, "Despite everything, I actually did want it to work out for my brother," which I believe.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody that would be like, "I want my brother to be miserable."
Right.
Well, maybe there are people like that, but.
I mean, I'm sure there's people.
I don't see Kylie being like that. And yeah. I mean, she did say she really wanted things to be okay with them, but obviously that wasn't always the case. And after she saw the alleged scar that Chyna gave Tyga with a knife, Kylie was really concerned for her brother Rob, which of course. Mm-hmm. And she says she even warned him to stay away from Chyna.
Yeah, so Kylie says Tyga also told her that Chyna abused alcohol and drugs, which I gotta say really quick, like in the matters of breakups like this, mm-hmm. I try not to put too much credit into like he said she said stuff because they're obviously yeah. trying to make each other look bad at this point.
Right.
So it's like you got to take it with a grain of salt.
I mean it's one of those things where I feel like I always hear this in these kinds of situations where mm-hmm. one or both abused alcohol and drugs, and that's not to say that isn't what happened.
Right.
But it becomes such a like common narrative when you're yeah. trying to discredit the other person in the fight.
Right. So obviously Kylie took that info into account, as well as Tyga's mm-hmm. scar, and she was worried that Rob might also get hurt. She says after the relationship between Rob and Chyna began, she and Tyga went over to Rob's house and expressed their concerns, but Rob said he'd continue the relationship. Kylie mm-hmm. also says she understands, adding, ultimately, it was up to Rob to decide what was best for himself,
yeah.
which Kris Jenner was like, "What are you talking about? I'm the one that knows
that.
What's best for all of you." Yeah, you don't say that.
So Rob didn't take Kylie and Tyga's advice, and he continued his relationship with Chyna. As we know, the two had a pretty rocky relationship, but it seemed that they were in love. I mean, they got engaged at one point.
Yeah.
And so Chyna's lawyer asked Kylie if she believed Chyna's professed love for Rob was fake. And Kylie responded, "Did I think her love was fake? I remember definitely feeling like that after my brother told me what happened that night." So she's referring to a fight that happened the night of December 2016 between Rob and Chyna, where Rob alleged that Chyna attacked him, tried to choke him with an iPhone cord, and says she held a gun to his head. And Kylie says Rob told her Chyna was trying to kill him during the fight and refers to it as a death struggle, which is just
wow,
terrifying.
Yeah.
And Kylie then said she didn't know how somebody can do that to someone they love.
Yeah, so Chyna's lawyer asked Kylie if she believed Chyna's love for Rob was genuine before the fight. And Kylie said she felt Chyna was possibly dating Rob as some kind of a response to her being with Tyga, saying, "I just felt like maybe me dating the father of her child maybe had something. Maybe she was just with my brother for other reasons. Lynn asked Kylie if she thought China was dating Rob out of spite, and Kylie said she was hoping that wasn't the case for the sake of her brother, but said for the 15th time, maybe. Like, how many times can you say maybe?
I know. I can't imagine what it would be like to be in this situation where you're watching, like, your siblings mm-hmm. having to testify about how they perceived your relationship in a relationship yeah. you don't even want to be in anymore. Like, it's right. just so messy.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. So that fight, which we've talked about on here a few mm-hmm. times, was a turning point for Kylie and her family. They were justifiably worried about China's violence toward Rob. But China testified in court last week and said it's all been blown way out of proportion and that she was just joking around when she held that gun to Rob's head. So when she took the stand last Wednesday, she described the incident as all in good fun because they had just learned that Rob and China was greenlit for a second season.
I mean, yeah, like when you and I found out we booked Even the Rich, like we both mm-hmm. pointed guns at each other. You know, we were like, yes.
Yeah. I pulled out my revolver and I was like, boo boo. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, please stop making that noise with your mouth. Mm-hmm. That's not mm-hmm. what guns sound like.
Yep.
So China said it was exciting. We were throwing money and having fun, being silly. She says later on, Rob was playing video games when she wrapped a phone charging cord around his neck, saying, I came up behind him doing that jokingly. I just went like this to get his attention. Did she maybe try, hey, Rob, first?
I mean, I could be knocking on a door.
Anything.
Even like throwing some guacamole. Like, there are so mm-hmm. many ways to get yeah. someone's attention that don't involve putting strings around someone's neck.
Agree. She also told the court at one point when Rob was on FaceTime with a friend, she picked up an unloaded gun that Rob kept on his dresser. She says she never meant to harm Rob and thought he understood at the time she was just joking around.
Call me crazy, but I don't care who you are. If you're waving a gun around, I don't think you're joking.
No.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just...
Weird energy.
So many other ways to joke. And I'm not just saying this because we're obviously hilarious comedians and we know all of the jokes.
Correct.
Like, even bad jokes don't involve guns.
I mean, unless you're Michael Scott in an improv scene.
Well, despite whatever actually happened between Rob and China that day in December of 2016, their relationship clearly had its problems and they didn't last. So the Kardashians' lawyer, Michael Rhodes, a Rosengart wannabe, if I do say so myself, says that's the real reason China's show was canceled. That without Rob and China, there's no show, which makes sense.
Yes.
But Ryan Seacrest, who famously executive produces everything on the E! Channel, his testimony says something different. So Ryan is set to testify in court, but the Kardashians have asked the judge to block certain portions of his testimony, calling it irrelevant to the case. Mm-hmm. Now, a transcript filed in the case shows the parts of his deposition that the Kardashians want banned from the trial. And the biggest bombshell is Ryan saying he actually wanted Rob and China to move forward.
Yeah, so Ryan was asked, did you have any opinion one way or another whether season two of Rob and China should go forward? He said, I'm sure I would want it to go forward. I think, you know, I would wish success for everybody. But he also says he can't remember exactly what his opinion was at the time, which I don't know that I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But he adds, you know, I would always want the show to be successful, to have another episode or another season. He did also say he didn't have the power to cancel a show on his own and said he really doesn't remember the details of the cancellation.
I gotta say, there's a lot of not being able to remember things.
Well, it's a classic defense.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, I forget so much.
Yeah, I know.
Let's hope we never have to go to a deposition because I'm screwed.
Every time you come over to my house, I'm like, Brooke, Sifrin. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. So there's so much happening in this case. There are still quite a few more testimonies ahead.
Yeah.
And we talked about this. The trial is not being filmed for the new reality show, The Kardashians. Kris yeah. Jenner tried and tried, but the judge said no. I don't care if you're going to give me a cut. But I feel like we're still going to see some of the drama
yeah.
on the show.
100%. And I feel like when the judge told Kris no, mm-hmm. she was like, well, fine, then I'm just going to be a bitch and I'm going to yell at my drivers in front of everyone. I'm going to show everybody who I actually am. And you're all going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And it's working.
The judge was like, 10%?
That's what everyone says.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.